Yeah, Cedric, hope you're doing well. Just what have been your early impressions of Cody Burns as your new wide receiver coach?
So my only impression on Coach Burns is, he came to Tennessee, and he's definitely trying to change, the perspective of the receivers, he's real focused on the little details, and that's all he preaches and preaches and preaches is the details and the details on things. So we may say, hey, we're going vertical, but he's like, no, we say the word straight. So, Coach is a good coach. He holds the receivers accountable, and he knows what he's doing. And I think if we all follow him, he's going to lead us to the promised land.
Cedric, as you're adjusting to this new offense, where do you feel like you're at in that process? And just how has it been like adjusting to this new offense? Obviously, you're playing a lot faster, a lot more spread out. Just what is this new offense like for you?
Man, this new offense is something different for sure. I've been Coach Chaney's offense, for the last 2 years, and offense before that, and they were kind of similar, but this offense is real different. But I'm excited for it. I'm adjusting well, I believe. We're still trying to get the details, me and my teammates, but I feel like we're putting things together and we're just taking it one day at a time. So I'm excited for the new offense. I think it's going to be electric this year, and I think we're all looking forward to it.
How are you learning this offense?
The way I've been learning this offense, man, is just getting reps. It's easy to look at a pen and paper, but obviously at the end of the day, you got to go out there and you got to get reps. So after practice, before practice, I try to look at not only the actual copies of the paper, but I try to go downstairs, walk through it, and I bring some of my teammates with me, and we just try to get those reps in because the more you do the reps, the more you memorize it. So that's how I'm learning the offense.
Hey, Cedric, I think something Coach Burns talked about with yesterday after practice was, I think he called it ball mechanics and how you guys give the ball to the officials after a play. How much time have you guys spent on that? And just kind of how boring is that to you guys to think about after you make a catch? All right, I got to find the right official so they can get the ball spotted. We can run the next play faster.
It's not boring at all. This is their expectations, and that's what we're gonna do. Once again, like Coach Burns says, we listen to them. They know what they're doing. We're gonna go to where we want to go. So that's what they want us to do, then we're gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't look at it as boring or needy. It's definitely different. I'm not gonna lie to you, but it's what the coaches expect. So we're gonna do it.
Have you had any moments in practice where you've not done it right and kind of they've gotten onto you for not doing what you're supposed to?
Oh, yes, for sure. Like I said, I'm just so used to doing certain things one way. So these first couple of practices, we're just trying to get used to the new system and their new expectations. But by next week, I think we'll be on the same page.
Yeah, Cedric, you mentioned this is your third offense that you've learned at Tennessee. Do you find this offense easy to pick up? Is it more difficult? Is it you learn more by concepts? Is it more memorization? How is learning this offense from a difficulty standpoint compared to learning Coach Chaney's offense or Coach Helton's offense when you first got here?
Man, so like I said, it was tough at first, I'm not gonna lie, because once again, it was so different from any type of offense I've been in. But overall, man, I'm really starting to get used to it. I feel like my teammates are starting to get used to it. And once again, at the end of the day, it's just about getting reps, It's not necessarily hard because I feel like I put the work in to learn the plays and to practice them. So, there's little things that me and my teammates need to fix. But like I said, we're gonna get it all together and we're gonna be okay.
Maybe the better way to ask this is, what's the hardest part about learning this offense?
The hardest part about learning this offense is, I don't know, probably just the different splits that we have to do. We're going to be playing a little bit wider this year than usual. So probably just the alignment. We're going to have different alignments than usual and probably just different signals. Once again, I was on a Chaney's offense for 2 years and I'm so used to certain signals. Now I'm getting a whole different type of signals. So probably the signals and alignment is probably this has been the toughest challenge so far.
Hey Cedric, the phrase being a wide this is a this offense is going to be a wide receiver's dream has been thrown around a few times. Do you personally feel that way? And how long do you think it'll take you personally to learn this new install?
A wide receiver's dream, yeah, most definitely. If you look at what Coach Heupel and Coach Golish have done, at UCF and everywhere else they've been, it's been a receiver's dream. The receivers and offenses have put up big numbers. So the expectations here at Tennessee, it's no shocker that our offense wasn't the best last year. So those guys are trying to come in here and change it. And I feel like we got the guys, we got the right unit, we got the determination to change it. And that's what we plan on doing. Like it's a receiver's dream once again. We plan on getting a lot of passing yards this year. Coach Heupel and Coach Grosch are putting a lot of expectations on the receivers, but I feel like we're ultimately going to live up to it. You know, Coach Burns preaches on the details once again, preaches on doing things the right way. And once again, as long as we do the little things and do things the right way, I think y'all going to see a big change this year.
He said, in talking to some people, you know, affiliated with last year's team and last year's coaching staff, they talked about how much verbiage there was in the offense and that it was really probably too much verbiage and really tough to learn in that aspect. How would you compare the two? Would you say that there's less verbiage as far as, you know, learning, you know, what the play call is in this current offense versus last year?
To be honest, I'm so focused on this offense, I'm really starting to forget some of the old offense. So I really didn't have a problem with the verbiage last year's offense. I can't speak for my other teammates, but I feel like it's probably the same. I feel like it's the same.
Cedric, how was the feeling to, you know, be on full pads, practice yesterday, be on the field, you know, practice with your teammates on full pads? How was the feeling to be back on practice on full pads yesterday?
It felt great, man. We haven't been, you know, fully padded since the A&M game. So to be back out there, this is a redemption year. You know, we didn't have the year we wanted last year. So to put those pads on, it felt like we really got back into the swing of things. And we was all excited, you know, doing the ball drill, you know, once again, getting that hidden action thing we're excited for. And it just felt great. You know, now it's time to continue that the rest of spring ball.
Hey, Cedric, I know it's early. You guys have only had three practices out there, two inside, one outside. But nonetheless, how do you think from your standpoint, how the quarterbacks have kind of started learning this new system? How do you think they've adapted so far early on?
Yeah, I'm very proud of the quarterbacks. Like I said, they're getting a lot thrown at them, just like everybody else. But, you know, being a quarterback, you got to be the captain and the leader of the team. You got to know what everybody's got to do. So I think, you know, quarterback 1, 2, 3, 4, and et cetera are all doing an amazing job, you know, knowing what to do and, you know, throwing good balls and knowing the little details. I think they're all doing an amazing job, to be honest with you.
Hey, Sid, what's the biggest area that maybe you've grown since the last game of last season, winter workouts, getting up to now? What are some things that you wanted to get better at and maybe you've accomplished over the last 3 to 4 months?
To be honest, me and Coach Burns, you know, we've been really practicing on me getting out of my breaks better, me bringing my offhand, you know, just a little route running techniques. I feel like my hands are, you know, one of the best in the country, you know, so just cleaning up my little things like getting off the release, coming back to the ball. Those are little things that Coach Burns has been preaching, and I'm taking his advice, and I'm just trying to get better every day.
Cedric, just how big of an adjustment is it to play at the momentum, the tempo that they want to? I mean, is it, you know, radical or not maybe as much as we're making it out to be?
So at first, when we first started doing it, when we was just in shorts and T-shirts, I could definitely tell the difference. But once again, we've kind of been doing this for a little minute now, and I'm starting to get the swing of things, and I can definitely tell the difference between practice 1, 2, and 3. So once again, it's not 100% right now where we want it to be, but next week, 2 weeks from now to the spring game, I think you guys will definitely see the fast paced tempo that Coach Heupel and all the other coaches have been preaching what we're going to do.
Cedric, the offensive coaches, Coach Burns, Coach Golish, Coach Heupel, what are the things that they're really emphasizing with you guys early in practice? Sort of the things that you're hearing from them most these first few practices?
Effort, alignments, toughness, and smart. You know, Coach Heupel calls it EATS, and that's what he preaches. You know, it's funny because, you know, I caught a 40-yard ball the other day, and I'm excited. I'm getting up. You know, the first thing Coach Burns told me is, hey, you threw the ball to the wrong guy. You're supposed to give it to this guy. And I was like, oh, man, you know. So it's just the details, you know. Yeah, you know, they're going to get excited. This is a fun, you know, fun coaching staff, fun everything. But at the end of the day, it's the little things and the details. That's what Coach Heupel keeps preaching on. And we're going to hold people accountable. You know, Coach Heupel says that every day we're going to hold people accountable on and off the field. So small details and holding people accountable, I can definitely say is what all the coaches have been preaching nonstop.